This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a surprise visit to the Netherlands. President Zelensky is in The Hague to meet with officials at the International Criminal Court, which has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The ICC last month accused President Putin of the unlawful deportation and transfer of Ukrainian children from occupied areas of Ukraine to Russia. Zelensky will also have meetings with Prime Minister Mark Rutte and Dutch lawmakers. Zelensky on Wednesday rejected Moscow's claim that Kyiv had attempted to attack the Kremlin.
We're defending our villages and cities. We don't have, enough weapons for this. That's why we don't use it anywhere. For us, that is the deficit. We can't spend it. And we didn't attack Putin.
Russia is accusing Ukraine of a failed attempt to assassinate Putin in a drone attack on the Kremlin and has threatened to retaliate. The Israeli military says it has killed three Palestinians wanted in connection with an attack that killed a British Israeli woman and two of her daughters near a Jewish West Bank settlement last month. The military says a fierce gun battle erupted when the army entered the heart of the occupied West Bank city of Nablus early Thursday. The military says two of the men were members of the Hamas militant group, while the third man described as a senior operative who had assisted the other suspects. In a statement after the raid, Hamas claimed all three men as members and claimed responsibility for the attack. The bloodshed is the latest in a relentless wave of violence between the two sides. A Bangladeshi official has told Reuters that a team of Rohingya Muslims and some Bangladeshi officials will visit Myanmar's Rakhine State on Friday as part of a planned effort to repatriate some Rohingya refugees. This is VOA News. Nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslim refugees are living in camps in the border district of Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh after fleeing a brutal crackdown by Myanmar military forces in 2017. A Bangladeshi government official told Reuters on condition of anonymity that around 1,100 Rohingya will be repatriated if all goes well. Some South Africans are calling for Britain to return the world's largest diamond, known as the Star of Africa, which is set in the royal scepter that King Charles III will hold at his coronation on Saturday. The diamond was discovered in South Africa in 1905 and presented to the British monarchy by the colonial government in South Africa, which was then under British rule. The demand for the diamond's return comes amid a global conversation about returning artwork and artifacts that were pillaged during colonial times. Authorities in Rwanda said Wednesday that rescuers are searching for survivors trapped in homes by floods and landslides triggered by weeks of heavy rain. At least 136 people have been killed in the disaster. Here's Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks.
Rubavu District resident Augustin Nsanzaneza told Reuters he was lucky to have escaped his flooded house.
My wife was standing near the window when the flood water came through. She fell down, and as I tried to carry my child out of the house, I was pushed down, but luckily I got out, and I am safe, although some trees underneath did injure my legs.
The governor of Rwanda's western province said the Sebeya River had burst its banks, adding that the soil was soaked with rainwater from days before. President Paul Kagame said in a statement his government was helping those affected, including with temporary relocations.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. The deaths of four horses at the legendary Churchill Downs racetrack in the space of a week have cast a cloud over the upcoming Kentucky Derby. Officials at Churchill Downs issued a statement saying they did not believe the surface of the racetrack was a concern, but said the series of events was completely unacceptable. The iconic Kentucky Derby will be run on Saturday in the city of Louisville. It is the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown that includes the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore and the Belmont Stakes in New York. And the late U.S. film actress Carrie Fisher is receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Thursday. Fisher will join Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill, her co-stars from the Star Wars franchise, on the Hollywood tourist attraction that recognizes luminaries from film, television, music, and other entertainment industries. The trio stars are all located on the same block near the theater where the original film debuted in 1977. Fisher died in 2016. I'm Richard Green for